Welcome, everybody, to the Mega 64 podcast. You're here with the Mega 64 boys on a hot Sunday night. We are here. It's Endgame cast.
Yeah.
We saw it. Thanos takes Captain America. Ben's more fucks him in the ass. Oh, I should have said spoiler alert.
You didn't say that first, dude.
I'm sorry. That was my favorite part of the movie. I was just so excited when it happened. When Thanos fucked Captain America in the ass, I was like, this is fucking crazy. I can't believe Disney did this.
Make him humble.
Thanos put the gauntlet on his dick, took Captain America, fucked him in the ass with the gauntlet. Pulled it out, lost the stone. It was a fucking twist and turn of the movie. It was crazy.
Should have called it Avengers Rear End Game.
Theme song.
No. Shit. I'm a lonely horseman. Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides the lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be the lonely horseman.
How many people are at home on Pornhub right now Google searching Rear End Game? Because that
probably exists.
You know, I don't want to spoil the movie.
Oh, that's nice.
But all I'm going to say, all I'm going to say is he flies.
And of course, wow.
Oh, I thought we were talking
Superman?
About, I thought we were talking about Dumbo. I wore my Dumbo promotional.
That's a nice shirt.
Look at that. That's
very cool. Dude.
Well, I don't know if nice is the word.
Casey Jones on that?
Look at your socks, too.
Casey Jr.
Yeah, show off your socks while you're at it.
Absolutely.
You got some Disney socks.
We've got
too.
Some old classic Disney artwork. I'm in Dumbo fever
now. I know.
Show off your shorts. What kind of shorts you got?
Those are
Dickies. These are Walt used to wear. Dickie shorts.
No one else that I know wears nice matching socks to Kevin. Shirt more than Rocco.
Show off that pimp jacket. Yeah, what is that?
Is that a windbreaker? Is that
a PlayStation jacket?
Classic blue
jacket.
Disney family
brand.
Disney family crest.
You know, you got Disney, you got PlayStation. Well,
yesterday I filmed something in LA yesterday. Can't talk about that.
God. Wait, but
are in
LA.
But when I went there, there are celebrities there.
Whoa.
But when I went there, I didn't even realize this has become such a mismatch of shit in my life that I don't even think about in terms of all these different brands.
Yeah.
That when I went there, they were like, dude, your clothes.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Did I do something? Did I shit or something?
Yes.
Like what?
You've truly entered a new phase in your life ever since you got all that McDonald's gear.
Yeah.
I think it started as like, this is funny. I got all this McDonald's gear. And then subconsciously, you have become completely branded with like a hodgepodge of different brands. Disney, food stuff, video game items.
Yeah. All things that are all definitely good for you.
You're like that pre-roll ad video we made about Call of Duty, how it was like Mountain Dew breaking in, and then it was like Doritos breaking in all over the place.
Represent.
You're very futurist.
It's a statement. Kind of a statement. You know, when Lady Gaga wore a meat dress to the Oscars or whatever that was, and she said it was about kind of like, what do we have but the meat on our bones? Right. I'm envisioning a future where brands are our only saviors. And that good? Is that bad?
No, that's bad.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just purely putting it on the in front of the
people. At
he's an artist.
The people
I am
home.
An artist.
It's up to your interpretation to figure out what the fuck he's doing.
They might think that you're just wearing this for the podcast like it's a joke. But this truly is your style now.
I really... To end that story, I went up to film with this person and they went, do your clothes. And I was like, what happened? Did I shit? And they said, no, I noticed your IHOP socks and your Little Caesars hoodie. I didn't even put one thought into any of that. I just put them on.
That's, you know what?
And they were just like, is this part of the video? Like, is this a stunt? And I was like, just my clothes.
This is what I do. You know what?
My Little Caesars hoodie.
I can't do, like, you have the matching socks every day, but, like, to find the matching pair for me that's never going to happen. Like, if I get two blacks, that's good enough. Like, these are not the same socks. Yeah.
Well, your
like,
laundry looks a lot different.
There's
than his,
one
I
with
think.
Like a gray heel. It's like different colors. I don't fucking care.
You're
They're
doing
close enough.
You're doing laundry for one. You're doing laundry for six.
That's true.
Yeah. I got nothing to. I got nothing to think about but my own laundry.
I got forest socks on.
Oh, yeah, nice. See, they're matching. God, you guys are good.
That's like Twin Peaks. You guys are cool.
Walking through the woods.
Twin Peaks shit.
Bigfoot ate my ass in those woods.
Yeah.
That's right. And I shoved my foot up his ass, Thanos style.
Yeah.
Instead of my foot, it was the gauntlet on my dick. I should have said spoiler.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Hold on. Let's just get to it real quick and deal with it right away because...
What's that? Upper Deckers?
No. We'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
Everyone's been waiting all weekend to hear the review. Yeah. Should I see Endgame? Everyone's been like, I'm going to hold off until I hear from these guys.
That's what
people were saying, I've seen 22 of these movies, but I'm not going to see Endgame until I hear what Rocco thought of it.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to decide if I'm going to wrap this series up or just skip
it. Go by the wayside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm, you know, it's almost like I can hear a drum roll. I can tell you once and for all, go see it.
Oh, nice. Rocco, stamp of approval.
Look at that. It was a good ending in the superheroes.
Oh, he likes it.
You know what sucks? You should have waited to the end because I'm pretty sure people are like stopping the podcast right now and they're running to the theater.
Oh, shit.
And we lost half
sold
of our
out.
Audience.
It's still sold out.
Oh, it's still sold out.
It's still the first week. Okay. So it's
spoiler alert, Rocco liked it.
Oh, man. Well, so now, you know, make up your own mind. Will you see it this week?
Damn.
No, okay, but I have a question for you. Yeah. Was it the greatest film you've ever seen of all time?
That's what some guy at the checkout line today said to me.
All right, well, you're not a true fan.
No, have you ever heard of the fucking Godfather?
Yeah.
Fuck you. Are you kidding me?
No, I heard this was better than The Godfather. Legitimately.
Nope.
Literally.
Let me tell you.
Everybody
I know
who's seen it has specifically said it was better than The Godfather.
Let me tell you. I remember when the credits rolled on Endgame, I thought that was a damn good kind of finale movie. And I really thought, I saw it with a hardcore fan.
Yeah.
And he said, I almost kind of like don't know. Want to see more of these after this? Like
wow.
It was so.
Movie.
And I thought,
movies?
How could of yeah, movies
put that to bed?
But with the Marvel, it's like all really genres. What? How bigger can you get? You know,
yeah.
Whatever. But what you just said made me think. If we're if people are saying this is the greatest movie ever, then how they can top it is they get them all together again. You know, in like 10 years, it's easy to write checks in another 10 years. They get them all, and
Disney
it's like, hey.
Them.
We got to move the Avengers headquarters. Why? I don't know. This area, there's a family that's kind of, you know, they're not too happy about all the space we take up in this part of town.
Uh-huh.
Well, let me talk with them. And it's the Corleone family. And
oh,
it's,
shit.
And it's like, yeah, the Avengers could beat, like, space villains, but can you beat family? You know what I mean? Like
Casa Nostra.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can
kind
you
of
beat
like
that?
Offer you can't refuse, you know.
Captain America.
Yeah,
you
Captain America is
going to
wake up and it's going to be Bucky's head at the edge of the bed. Like, what?
Damn.
I can't even go to sleep. My friends are losing their heads. What? What? And they're going to have to.
Yeah.
Michael, it's on Michael. And he's
you know, Rocco doesn't write fan fiction, but if he did, this is what you would get.
I love mashups like
Avengers
the
meets
yeah.
the Godfather.
And now we all had our laugh.
The Godvengers.
Ha, how silly that sounds. If legitimately tomorrow you heard there was going to be another Avengers against the Mafia, wouldn't you go see it? Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
No.
That's two no's, Garrett.
Well, as long as Brie Larson's in it, I'll give her an Academy Award.
Yeah.
Sexist.
Okay. Yeah. I'll see it if that happens.
You're sexist.
Sean?
What? I felt weird this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you congratulated everybody on the movie?
What do you mean?
On Twitter?
What did I do on Twitter?
Oh, I thought... I saw a tweet where you said... I thought you congratulated everybody for the movie coming out.
Like Mark Ruffalo?
No,
I
said
Johansson and stuff?
I said like I could sense the excitement. Like everyone around me in person or online was fucking amped and I was like genuinely happy for everyone. Like
we were all a buzz.
Everyone's so excited. Like I like I was this way when like the new Star Wars came out. I totally get it. Like, and I was just like, hey guys, like, go have fun, have a great time. These fuckers making fun of me.
Now,
dude, trying to be nice. Sad, though.
Okay,
we were this excited for the Phantom Menace.
What's that?
We were all this. I
of
remember.
Course I was.
I talked with Sean about this. Like, it is. There is like a fever in the air around this movie's release, and it was for us when we ditched class to go see Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
It was just funny. It was for that film.
I was the same for Force Awakens. Like,
yeah,
But I was gonna say. Now, Sean. Yeah, Sean congratulated everybody on Twitter.
I didn't
congratulate. For the excitement.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I was saying, like, I'm excited for you guys. Like, go get it.
Yeah,
go get it.
Sean tweeting, I'm excited for everyone. I'm not into it.
We did make fun of him on Twitter.
Sean said, I'm not excited for it, but I'm happy that everyone else is excited.
I said, this isn't my thing, but I can see that everyone's excited. I hope you guys have a lot of fun.
Now, people at home. Was that a condescending tweet?
No, it seemed like it.
And that's what I said. I said, this was a little bit of Lights, Camera, Jackson. Congratulations.
Yeah. I really feel like if that's how you read it, then you got to get that part of yourself figured
out. This is how I
read it. That means you're a negative, miserable person.
This is how
I
read
it. And you can't take anything positively.
I saw the words, but in my mind, I could hear your voice. And it was like... I'm not into these movies, but I know a lot of people are. So
there it is.
I hope you enjoy your little movie. Have fun, everybody.
Yeah. See?
I genuinely hope it's everything you want it to be. Have fun.
Oh,
hope
I want them to have a good time.
You want
but
it
see,
to
that's,
be.
That's I, not how fun. I heard it. Okay. See, that's not how I heard it. I heard, I hope you had fun.
Okay. No.
See, you wanna, text can be interpreted.
I've got the tweet here, and I hadn't seen this. I'm going to throw a like
do
on
a dramatic
it right now.
Reason.
Throw a like on that.
I'll do this is how I think Sean meant it.
Okay.
These Marvel movies have never been my thing, but I know most people who read this are super invested in it. I truly hope this movie is amazing for all of you. Have fun, everyone.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's not how I wrote it.
That's kind of how it sounds to me.
Fucking assholes.
Yeah, that's kind of how it sounds.
Yeah. Do you...
I mean,
and I just wanted to point out the hype is probably bigger for version 4.
Especially
the people reading your feed.
Yeah. So you really kind of made fun of everybody.
Really, you know,
who
it's
was
like,
looking forward to it.
I get so like weird about like what I put out there. And like I'd never really show like real emotion. I just kind of dumb joke. I'm like, "You know what? Like I'm feeling positive. I'm excited for everyone. I'm going to put that out there and this is what I fucking get."
This is what I get is
these motherfuckers, you know, shaming me for being happy for people.
I'm so trained for the dumb jokes.
I'm sorry that I love the world and I want everyone to be happy and enjoy the movie. I really want it to be good. It's like when Evangelion 3.33 came out. I was really excited for you guys. Like, I hope this is great. Like, I hope you guys love it. I fucking hate this piece of shit. I really hope you guys like it because it means a lot to you. It's the same thing.
I don't need
even that sounds condescending.
Right?
I fucking hate this piece of shit. I hope
you
like
it. You know what, Sean? If you're not willing to play with the big boys, stay in the yard.
I don't know what you think you are, but
a big boy.
I don't think that's what you are. You're a little guy who gets all fucking mad at people when they try to be nice on the internet. You have to take them down a peg.
This is popping a lot when you're ranting that close.
You showed your...
If you ever touch my microphone again, I'm walking off this podcast. I'm not coming back.
You know, working with Sean... But here's the thing, Sean. Working with you is hard. Sometimes you got to move the mic, get the camera out.
He touched it.
Holy shit. You know, I hate to say it, but it's just that...
Let's just take a step down and
cool
off.
I did feel like I missed out on something. And I actively avoided these movies. I had no desire to see them. After Iron Man 2.
You know your kids like them.
Yeah. Iron Man 1, awesome. I thought it was like, I was surprised. I had a blown
good time.
Away by it.
Well,
wasn't
yeah.
expecting anything.
Yeah,
got a good movie. I liked it. Iron Man 2 was so bad. I said, never again. I'm done with these movies.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've seen some here and there. I took Beckett to go see Black Panther. I like that. I've seen a couple.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, everyone I know is so excited and they're going to the movie theater and I can't go. Like, this isn't for me.
And I was going to say, it's funny for me because I had zero plans to see it opening day at all.
Mm-hmm.
I never have with any of the, Iron Man 1, I saw that opening day, but otherwise I don't. I kind of catch them whenever and some are good and some are whatever. But even this, I couldn't get out of the tractor meme. You know what I mean? It was like, no, let's go this day. Let's go. And it's like, well, I'm not going to say no to fun plans. Yeah. And, you know, and it's like all the spoilers were starting to pile up. It's like, I got to go the first day. I'm going.
I made an effort to stay off of Twitter. I went and saw it on Saturday.
Okay.
And I set myself up because I think I tweeted out that I was going to stay off social media until Christmas for Star Wars spoilers. But that setting, that's like so asking for a reply spoiler.
Yeah.
So
just like now.
After I sent that, I was like, all right, close the app. I can stay off for 2 days. I can do that. And I successfully saw it spoiler free.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice. Yeah, Emma, congratulations.
That's
tough.
We're in this time where, I go see all the Marvel movies within the first week.
Thought,
because of spoilers.
Well, I'll save it for after Sean's story.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Real quick. Emma told me something that happened. So it came out on Thursday. A lot of people saw it on Thursday. Mm-hmm. I guess some kid in Emma's science class saw it on Thursday.
Yeah.
Sat in class and yelled out a spoiler.
Oh,
like, what a fucking dick.
Class. Everyone, like, I guess this kid's like kind of popular. Everyone like turned on the kid. The teacher is mad at the kid. Everyone's mad. And at lunch, no one sat with him.
Yeah.
That,
dude, good.
You know what's
public shaming?
Learn a lesson, little bitch.
I had that happen in class one time in high school. And it's funny. This was many years ago. So what movie was it? What's an older superhero movie? Was it Spider-Man? Was it, Spider-Man 2?
Excellent.
Nope, it was Life is Beautiful.
Wait, what?
That got nominated for an Oscar, and our math teacher came in and said, you guys see Life is Beautiful? Great movie. It just got nominated for an Oscar. And a guy, can I spoil it here, or should
what,
I not?
Life is
Life
Beautiful?
Is Beautiful. Never heard of it.
I don't even know who's in
Did
it.
You see it?
Roberto Benigni.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think? Should I not say it?
Nobody was planning. Here's the thing. When you talk about anything on the show, I talk about movies that were made 20 years ago. And then
mad.
I say the end and people go, wow, you just fucking ruined it. You weren't going to watch Life is Beautiful.
No, I'm not
going to
watch
we
it.
Brought
okay,
it up.
True.
Okay, so skip the next 2 minutes if you didn't see Life is Beautiful.
And you really want to.
But the math teacher walked in and went, guys, Life is Beautiful. I don't know if anyone here has seen it. Amazing film. It just got nominated for an Oscar. And a guy in the class went, oh my God, I saw that. The guy dies. And everyone was like, that was like his gut reaction. Oh my God, I saw the guy die.
And that was
and
before.
We were like, hello?
When we were in high school, it wasn't really called spoiler. Like, there wasn't terminology for it, was it?
I can't speak to that because I've had the internet for so long. I was on the net in 92, and they were saying spoiler back then.
You were on it.
So I don't know what the normies were saying around that time, but on the dark web, we did say spoiler.
We just said get
them. I was on the net in 1990. I win.
I was on the net in 93.
I work for DARPA.
You're fucked up.
I developed the net in 72 with Al Gore.
Okay, so this is what I want to say. Endgame has been coming out. People have been talking about it all week. Game of Thrones is on right now. People keep fucking talking about it.
Yeah.
Look, there's nothing to say about this shit. There's nothing to say about it. Either everybody saw it or you haven't seen it yet. So people either have their own opinion or you're just ruining it for them.
Mm.
And I don't understand this compulsion to like let people know, I saw it. Here's proof. Here's it's not really a spoiler, but now you know that I saw it.
Out of context.
Yeah. Well, excitement is cool. I'm down with excitement,
can't hold back. Excitement is cool, but what do you get out of just shooting this out to the world?
Well,
when people post on social media, it's not even to like a friend. It's literally to the whole world. I want to let the whole world know that here's the thing I'm thinking.
Schadenfreude.
People keep trying to like engage in argument with me on Twitter about like, hey, don't post anything about it. Don't. I mean, say, you're excited, you like it, whatever, but don't post, Twitter had a what was it? The
moment.
Story moments or whatever they do,
uh-huh.
Where it was like, out of context spoilers for.
I hate
for,
that shit.
And it's like, look at this picture of this object. You don't know what it means. I don't want to go through the movie looking for, I'm making this up. I'm going to make this up.
Okay.
But like a can of squeezed cheese.
Yeah.
You don't know what that means unless you saw the movie. I don't want to go through the movie going, is squeeze cheese?
Yeah.
I want it in my head. I want it in my head.
I didn't see Endgame. I didn't see it. So if you thought Thanos bent Captain America and fucked him up the ass, I was just making that up because I haven't seen it yet. But I have been seeing people posting all this like out of context shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know anything about these movies, but now I think I am gleaning stuff about this film. And it doesn't really ruin it for me because I wasn't planning on watching it, but I still think like,
it's just
you're not
cool.
As fucking smart and covert as you think you are.
Yeah,
true.
Totally. And I am a fan of Game of Thrones, and people do that
all the time.
They just want to wink, wink, nod, nod. I saw it. It's like it's a fucking TV show. Like just watch it and shut
see
the
it.
Fuck
you
up.
Know what really,
like,
has been driving me crazy is like, okay, people, individuals have been doing it, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's been like straight up news organizations or like big websites. Even, and it's like there was an app sent, like I have the news app on my phone. And CNN or whatever sent me a thing, and it's like, what do you think that last, you know, Game of Thrones, but it's like talking about stuff, but it hadn't even aired in the West Coast yet.
Yeah.
It's like, you're talking about an episode as if I'm in the East Coast and I watched it live when it aired, and what the fuck are you doing?
So here's my thought. This doesn't apply to Mega 64.
Okay.
Or anybody watching Mega 64. Outside of Mega 64.
We're excluded.
Everybody watching, you're cool. I'm not talking about you. Fans fucking suck. Fans of shit, well, they're the fucking worst.
Hold on. Let's clarify that. I think that's too broad. I think there are some fan bases that are really wonderful. We have proof of that.
Mainstream.
Though. We have proof of that. Yeah. We do fucking game days, and it's 1,000 fucking wonderful people. Seriously, and I'm not just saying that.
I already said outside of Mega 64. I'm not talking about Mega 64 fans.
But I would say, to clarify that statement, when fans become mainstream.
Mainstream, yes. Normies,
hey,
dude.
Let me just tell you, Star Wars, still one of my favorite fucking things ever. Despite anything Disney has done,
I
love Star Wars, but Star Wars has become part of the mainstream fans.
Yeah.
The mainstream sucks.
Taking the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, because then it's these totally egregious things coming out about these movies. It's the most toxic thing ever. So
we've talked about, you know, let's go back in time to when nerds were not cool.
Oh, yeah.
There was a reason nobody liked nerds.
Yeah.
It's because they did this shit. They would talk about stuff all the time, get obsessed with it, and then you would just be like, fucking nerds, get a life. But now, nerd culture has gone mainstream.
It's cool.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Now everybody in America, they're just taking those bad qualities of being obsessive about something, and those bad qualities are mainstream.
I mean,
Star Wars fans are hard to deal with.
Yeah. I mean, if just to add, well, not to interrupt you, but I was going to say, with Star Wars specifically, if Star Wars was still a niche thing, do you think you'd have people mad about, like, Rey being in it?
Exactly.
Or, like, these girls that are ruining the movie? No, but once it hits the mainstream crowd, it's you get the dregs of the universe going, oh, there's girls in this! You know, it's like...
And I love, like, I love... There's things that I'm a fan of, but I appreciate when people really like something, but it's when you can consume it and just be happy, you're cool. But when your fandom goes beyond, like, I got to experience this. That's nice. And it starts turning into, I got to talk about it with everybody. I got to let everybody know that I saw it. I got to prove that I'm the most informed about it.
Yeah.
That's when it starts to get fucking annoying. And I actually have been thinking about this for this week. I'm thinking to myself, and maybe this should be podcast question of the week. Who is the worst fan base?
Rick and Morty.
Out there.
Well, I'm actually curious.
There's nominees.
Yeah.
Rick and Morty could be a nominee. Star Wars fans. I'll get to what you're curious about. Is it Marvel fans? Is it Sekiro fans?
Yeah.
It's definitely not Mega 64 fans.
Definitely not.
Well, worst fan base. But I'd actually be curious what people think is the best fan base, too. I mean, do not say Mega 64, that... We can't do that's like employees playing in the sweepstakes. Don't say that. Hey, we know
we're already the best. But let's do the second best.
But like, who? I know there's some good ones.
I'm gonna give my answer, and it's not what you think.
Worst or best?
Worst. No, it's not Power Rangers.
I saw that in the chat.
It's not Power Rangers.
I saw that in the chat.
How dare you? Your best friend is the number one Power Ranger.
There's
fan
some good, good posts in the chat. ICP, another great.
I have to say this. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to agree with me, actually. The worst fan base on Earth.
Yeah.
Beyonce fans.
Oh.
Wow.
That's Beyonce sacrilege. Fans.
Not little monsters.
And you know what? I don't just say these things willy-nilly.
Yeah.
I have evidence to back my statement up. Sean, let me inform you.
Yeah, you don't listen to Drunken Love?
I have an article here.
Oh, yeah! I saw this article! I know exactly what it is.
I would like to read this article.
Yeah.
You tell me when you've had enough, Sean, specifically.
This article is unreal.
Okay, this is an article written on Elle.com, and it is titled, I Can't Work Because Beyoncé's Netflix Documentary.
Okay. Because? That's not grammatically correct.
Because of Beyonce's Netflix documentary. Okay.
Thought we were already starting off.
All right. Dramatic reading. And I just want to let everybody know, the first sentence is in all caps.
Okay.
Okay.
How am I supposed to get any work done for the rest of my life with 24-hour access to Beyonce's homecoming Coachella performance? Can't be done. Sorry. This is my letter of resignation. Bye. Except there is nothing resigned about me in this moment. This is my letter of ascension. Greetings, Earthbound Basics, corporeal bugaboos. I am writing to you from heaven where I went after watching Homecoming, the new Beyonce special. A ghost wrote this article. Boo! Actually, what does the Beyonce ghost say? B? Sure.
What?
Scroll past some ads here. Beyonce once again decided to change the world in the middle of the night, sneaking into your house while you were sleeping like the Grinch who stole your wig and robbing you of your basicness. I woke up like this. And by this, I mean screaming, crying, marching around my house in a drumline, belting, lift every voice and sing, and bedazzling a beach towel to make my bay cape.
Ew.
Bay cape.
It's been a full year since I sobbed with joy as Beyonce and her backup dancers shouted, suck on my balls, balls!
That's, is that a real lyric? What?
I think it's important to celebrate the days that matter most to you. Pretty sure this is a national holiday, actually. Not only did the Queen of the Universe drop a semi-surprise full-length concert film of her Beychella performance, plus behind-the-scenes footage, but she also released an unexpected album. Her second middle-of-the-night surprise album drop. That's it. Sleep is canceled. Beyonce's been woke for a minute, and now she's making sure we're all staying awake, too. What? This is the holiest Holy Week since, well, OG Holy Week. For we know not the day nor the hour that Bey will drop an instant classic. And y'all, this album is no cast single. There are 40 tracks! Songs, interludes, words of wisdom, just the sound of Beyonce doing mindful breathing, and the whoosh of the ancestors flying back to the earth, the soul of every bee on the planet being brought back to life. My ears were not ready.
I gotta hear this album.
The album runs 1 hour and 49 minutes, while the film runs 2 hours and 17 minutes. Beyonce's out here releasing her own Marvel movie, and for good reason. Have you seen her? She is a superhero. Who else will defeat Thanos? Nick Fury in the post-credits sequence showing up at Bey's house, Oprah's house, and Michelle Obama's house? Like, I know it's definitely not your job to save us or even pay us any attention whatsoever, but Captain America could use a little help.
He could from those three.
When are the Oscars? Are they soon? Can we just agree that we're going to give them all to Beyonce? Just we've agreed to give Glenn Close the Oscar for Sunset Boulevard, whether or not it actually gets made. That's Hollywood, baby. King Bey will not stay off our necks. The Knowles Carters need to send me a Groupon for a chiropractor. Help me get out of here. HOV, I love it. But also, I hurt.
This is a legitimate... She got paid.
I don't get what point of the article is.
This is a, are you done?
The author got paid to write this.
Can you be done? No.
I feel there's only five more paragraphs, but I'll stop.
Five more paragraphs?
I'll stop because you get the point.
Yeah, I didn't know. I thought it was... I guess I didn't make it that far.
I thought it was... feel exhausted. Like, I feel tired after hearing you read that.
The energy levels coming out of that article are unreal.
Wow.
We only got halfway through it, so
it might be the worst fan base.
Look it up for yourself. Okay?
Beyonce might be the worst fan base, guys.
I want an article about us written that way.
Just based on that one writer, that one person alone just ruined the whole fan base. He gave the whole fan base a bad name.
That's true. One bad apple ruins the bunch, and in this case, you know. You got an enemy behind your lines.
I'd rather have every article be the Blade 2 review compared to that.
Guillermo del Toro eats pussy. And that audience is the clip. I had it ready to go.
Did you really?
I had it on my phone.
Give us a little musing.
I was ready to read it right away.
Jesus Christ.
You know, I'm going to have to give it to Beyonce fan base. Worst fan base.
That's pretty bad.
But I'm eager to hear what other people think. Yeah, you don't have to answer now. You can email us.
Podcast at Mega64.com.
You know what's funny is I don't fully understand what Beyonce did. Like, you read that article.
I still don't know.
There was so much gibberish and weird things going in there. I don't know what she actually did.
I think she surprise released a documentary about her Coachella performance,
the one from a year ago?
Yeah, her Coachella performance came out on Netflix.
And an album surprise dropped within the same time.
I thought.
And it's got 40 tracks of her fucking doing
fucking breathing
and shit. And
oh, cool.
Jilling off and
she's,
shit.
Yeah, good. She's jilling off. She's telling you fucking... patriotic messages or whatever.
Hey, okay. I never got the newest Apple Watch. Sorry to divert to Apple, but did we get Jack stats or Jill skills?
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm right-handed.
Because I know they were working on that, but did we get the info?
What?
The Jack stats, when they, you track everything we talked about.
Yeah, track your jacking.
Derek, when the watch came out, we talked about that they need to add Jack stats and then for women Jill turn skills. On Jill skills.
Yeah. Jill skills, yeah.
So that, I mean, I guess they're still working on it.
I'm wearing it on the wrong hand here. I should probably switch.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then get more. Some...
Switch the watch or your.
Because I'm not getting all my steps in, but would that count?
No, it knows.
It knows. See, that's thing. That intelligence.
It
that
detects all this moisture, and it's like, whoa.
Tim Apple put in the extra, yeah. little extra, little overtime.
Little extra magic.
I'm exhausted. Just
yeah, dude. I don't know where else to go.
Well, hey, before we started talking about it, I just want to make sure we don't forget this. This is kind of an important note. Yeah. Before we started even talking about all this stuff on the podcast, we were setting up. Garrett said something about he just out of nowhere said, "Were you guys around to ever see anyone do a double decker or a yeah. top? What was upper decker?
Upper decker.
Well, and then it was like, wait, we're going to start the podcast.
You told me to save it. Yeah. Well, I mean, we all know what an upper decker is.
I've never heard of an upper
decker.
You
hadn't heard of it.
No.
So that's where you take the top lid off of the tank of a toilet and you shit into that top tank. Yeah. And then the people who own the house don't know what's happening because every time flush. They flush, it's like, yeah, shitty water.
I was going to say that's never happened, but
it's happened. And I was curious if anyone else has witnessed. You guys have never witnessed. No
I've
one's
never
ever witnessed.
Witnessed any of my friends shitting. I've never even witnessed that.
See, I didn't really witness the shitting, but I saw the aftermath because I went to test it out and have a flush and see, hey, shitty water came back out.
So someone said, hey, dude, I just fucking shit in that tank.
No, see, this is a tactic used for your enemies. This
your
is
enemies.
A,
why are you in their house?
How are you getting in your enemy's house?
You keep your friends close. But what, Kevin? Keep your enemies closer.
That doesn't explain anything.
So you're over. See, this is back in the days where I was in bands and stuff. We were hanging out at these apartments with some other people. We didn't really know them or like. I think we were like crashing a party, and someone got the idea like, "Oh, I've been seeing, you know, upper decker. Let's fucking do it." I don't know anyone who's ever done.
This sucks.
I've been seeing this online.
I've been seeing this.
Well, what was it in cool. Jackass or Seeking
no.
Light?
It was in some movie.
It was in something.
It was referenced
in MacGruber, but I don't think you're watching that.
This is pre-Gruber.
Yeah, it's pre-Gruber.
But we were influenced in some way. And then it's like, yeah, all right, well, yeah, fuck this chick, you know? This lady sucks. She killed the power, and we got our set cut early, so I'm going to take an upper decker in our...
So you did it.
No, this is just what was said to me.
Oh, the woman who cut the power to our set, we're in her house.
Dude, it was
in
a house
bathroom
party.
Now.
It was a shitty house, but it was this like shitty yeah. house party
it was.
Venue.
About to get a lot shittier.
Yeah, well, you tell me. So it does definitely work. I think the longer...
All right, wait. Back up. You're being vague.
Yeah.
Let's get the story.
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the guys goes and upper decks the.
Says, I got a shit.
Somebody in your band?
I got one in the chamber. Let's go. This.
They did. They upper decked that.
Were you guys in the bathroom together?
No, we all kind of waited in the backyard.
Gave him his privacy.
We're packing up gear and shit. We gave him privacy. He went and got the deed out. You know.
Was it crispy? People in the chat want to know.
No, it wasn't crispy. Okay. It was. This is back. Back in the day.
Was it Dracula?
Was it fetus? 2003, bro. It could have been Dracula.
All right, let's say it was Dracula.
They might have been there, dude. Might have been a house party in Poway. I don't even remember. But
okay.
All I can tell you is, you leave that brown snake in the top, and then the rest of the month, week, however long.
It takes to
figure
it out.
This was like a party house, so, you know, they weren't cleaning that often. How often people even open that tank or even care that, you know, shit water is recycling back into the bowl every flow?
God.
I mean, because it would definitely...
It would stink, though.
It would stink because over time, you know, that...
The shit water, isn't getting flushed.
Yeah, the water's going to break down that shit, and it's going to become...
It's fucking gross.
A little mushier. So that there's, like, particulate in every flush.
That's low.
It is low. It's a dastardly kind of like it's a low down dirty technique.
That's like, you know, there's different ranks of the prank. Like some are harmless and then some are fucked up.
That's
but this
fucked
one
up
is
prank.
Like a long reaching, slow burn, like really bad prank.
But I'm just curious if people still implement upper deckers, or is that like a lost in
Garrett,
the early
2000s? You're explaining this to us. I'm saying
if you put cellophane on the toilet and then somebody pisses on it, it's like, oh, what? Oh, piss all over the bathroom. But then it's done.
Yeah, you can clean it up.
Yeah.
But the upper decker,
Yeah, how you get that
You don't
out?
Know it's happened it's until like, it's way smell? Too late.
And then you get it, you scoop it out. How do you get it out?
I think you got to wait for a full particulate breakdown.
That's going to fuck their day up.
You got to fucking bleach definitely. It. You got to bleach shit.
Hey, it's definitely.
But in terms of it being in a modern context, I should say the video game nerd episode that I was in a couple weeks ago. Wow. There was an Upper Decker performed in that video.
Wait, really?
Yeah, there was.
What? Wow.
The genie did an Upper Decker. Oh, sorry, I didn't. Sorry.
You know,
I don't know if that's going to be in the movie.
The genie shit in the top part of the toilet.
Yeah. So I don't know if that spoils the Will Smith thing.
That's what the blue that comes out. I've seen that when I flush toilets.
Is this what the Will Smith genie is doing now?
Maybe. That's what he just straddles that sucker.
This isn't about shit, but speaking of fuck your day up, every now and then you just walk into a situation and prepare for. Uh-huh. I guess my gardeners were in the backyard like mowing the lawn and a gopher popped up in that moment and they just left it. And the kids were like, I think something's wrong with Ray. Like, why? Because she pooped and it looks terrible. And so I ran out to the backyard to like see what our dog did. And I was like,
they ran a gopher over with a lawnmower?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
And so I realized, like, the dog didn't fucking do this. Like, but this is it was a fucking crime scene. And then I realized, I have to pick this up. it was gagging and it was, it was fucking terrible.
It was still alive?
No, it wasn't alive, but it was like intestines, literal intestines over here and like the head over here. It was just it was terrible.
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
I have to clean this shit. My day has been fucking ruined because of this.
That's awesome, though, because gophers wreak havoc. They cause all kinds of holes. Your kid could slip and break her ankle, trip in a little gopher hole.
Oh.
That's a pest removal and a lawn service 2-in-1. You kind of save money.
I did.
You need to have your kids do more chores. They should be
setting out gopher
traps.
Well,
they usually do pick up the dog poop, but I said I would handle this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I would. Dude, you had the easy out. Be like, the dog certainly did a wild shit.
Did a number.
You guys do the dog poop. Pooper scooper's over there. Call me when it's done.
Yeah, you wouldn't be gagging then.
Oh, my God.
Teach him, job well done. Little work ethic.
Yeah, Slurpee for you.
Good
you
lesson kid. For the kids.
You kids all split one Slurpee.
Hey, segue.
Oh, yeah.
Seamless segue.
Bring it back.
This is the number one video game podcast on the internet, and I want to talk vid games.
Oh, yeah.
Hit the vid game pre-roll. We don't have
it. On Tuesday. No.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Thanks. Thank you.
Sean on Tuesday.
Brian got it covered.
Oh.
Good job, Brian.
Okay.
I gave up on Sekiro.
What? Shit.
I got level 2 boss too hard.
Level 2 boss?
Yeah. 5 days of trying to kick that dude's ass.
5 days?
Jesus. I washed my hands. So I picked up Mortal Kombat 11.
Oh. Shit.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat 11 is fucking awesome, everybody. And I haven't gotten into a Mortal Kombat game in a long time.
Yeah, last time I got to say was 3.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat 3 was my last one, too. I am loving the shit out of Mortal Kombat 11. Mortal Kombat 11 has story mode, and it is fucking radical. You thought Endgame was cool? Try Mortal Kombat 11 story mode.
I wonder if any of the people who saw that movie played Mortal Kombat 11.
Way better.
What system you get it on?
I got it on PlayStation 4.
Okay.
And it's really, I'm serious. The story mode is badass. I'm really enjoying it. It is seriously like a blockbuster movie. They're taking... So Mortal Kombat 11 has this story that involves time travel and rewriting history. And in doing this, they're trying to rectify all the different Mortal Kombat games into one singular storyline. So you have
continuity.
There's like old Johnny Cage. Johnny Cage ended up marrying Sonya Blade.
Whoa,
and they had a daughter.
What?
Casey Cage.
Yeah.
She's
I thought you were going to say Casey Kasem.
She's the main character, but as time goes on, you have old Johnny Cage meeting young Johnny Cage.
Oh.
Liu Kang is like a demon bad guy now.
What?
He's like the main bad guy.
Whoa.
But then young Liu Kang shows up and he's still good, and they're like fighting across different timelines, and it's really like pretty interesting. Yeah. And so they'll have these super cinematic, and the cutscenes go on for like 20 minutes sometimes.
Oh my God.
So I'll just put the controller down. It's like I'm watching a badass movie.
Nice.
And then they'll build up these characters like, fuck you. I'm not going to let you leave here. And then you go into fight mode. And
seamless.
It's super seamless.
Yeah.
And you fight the battles. It's hyper violent. It's super gory and bloody. And so I'm watching this thing. It is, it is better than Endgame. frankly, I didn't see Endgame, but I know it's better.
Yeah.
Because There's no way Endgame is as gory as Mortal Kombat 11.
It's more gory equals better then.
Yeah, it makes it fucking cool. Imagine if like Captain America was taking a sword and like shoving it up people's faces and ripping their brains out and stuff.
Cool.
And
well, blood. It would be cool. Well, I brought up the other day that Evo Japan was hilarious this year because they showed like. So, like there were like bouncing boobs in the Dead or Alive 6 presentation, and they shut it down.
Oh,
they
said,
like, we can't, like, this does not align with our values. And they shut it down. And then Mortal Kombat 11 did their presentation, and it was like, now check this out. He reaches under their eyelids and peels his face off like that. Oh, that's great. Oh, check it out. He rips his nuts out of his.
Pulls his testicles out.
That was a lot of fun.
I'm going to sound like an old man here, so forgive me. Uh-oh. But back in the old days, Mortal Kombat, it was I loved the fatalities, but they didn't look that real. Like they and now it looks yeah. fucking real. Yeah.
They're pretty funny.
Yeah. No, it's like beyond yeah. real.
It's hyper.
It's so hyper. Yeah. Yeah.
It's gonzo. Yeah. Like so in this game now. You have fatalities, but you could still, like, you can unlock what they call fatal moves, which is in the middle of a fight, you can, like, do this special grab where it goes in this huge animation where you'll, like, grab the person and pull out a sword and, like, shove it in their eye, and then you'll, like, take them and pound them on the ground and, like, comes out their brain, and then you, like, grab a big cinder block and, like, drop it on their head and pull out a gun and, like, shoot them in the head.
Yeah.
And then the match will keep on going.
Oh, they have that in Injustice. When Beckett plays Injustice.
No, it's the same developer.
Yeah, same developer, right?
Yep. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's just like that. I'm really enjoying it.
But I'm so glad that was at Evo and not Cleavage, because that, like...
Yeah, my boner. Well, I don't want a boner at
I'm glad
Evo.
That was there, you know.
I brought my fight
thank
stick.
God they censored the right stuff.
You know, sex is...
Keep my boner
like,
away. I want to use my fight stick.
Sexy stuff is kind of like... No good.
I couldn't have said it better.
If you put sex in a video game, it's weird.
Yep.
People start thinking about sex.
Yeah. Oh, don't think about sex.
I
gotta pause you it might, and watch Xvid.
You might stop playing the video game because you think I gotta go have me some sex. That's
I
weird.
Think if you're a guy and you've gotten horny, turn yourself in.
You're guilty. Hey, I agree 100%.
Yeah, just do the right fucking thing, man.
Walk down to local authorities.
Be a man.
But, you know, cutting somebody's head off, shooting them in the face, you know, with a nuke.
That's a nuke.
That's shoving cool. a nuke up their ass. That's cool.
You stop spoiling Endgame.
Yeah,
spoiling. You didn't know that was it? Fuck.
That's an out-of-context spoiler.
You didn't know it was in there.
When I was debating, like, what's the next game I want to get, I was looking up reviews for Mortal Kombat 11. There are a lot of negative reviews. I haven't gotten into this aspect of it, but apparently there is so many microtransactions in the game.
Oh.
You can apparently... Somebody I read somewhere it'll cost, like, $6,400 to,
yeah.
like, what unlock the all the shit... available in Mortal Kombat 11.
This is every fighting game right now. It's not just them. It's
Golden Age
like
gaming.
Dead or Alive 6, as much as I made jokes about it, I love those games. And it came out, and it's like, yeah, there's kind of not a lot here. Oh, but there's all this DLC coming. Yeah, yeah total, this is like $2,000.
Well, what are you buying, levels or characters?
Costumes, well, characters,
so levels. I'm only doing story mode right now. I dabble with story mode.
Nice.
But when I bought the game, it's on the shelf, and I was like, okay, Mortal Kombat 11. And then I looked to the right of it, and there are these Mortal Kombat branded like gift cards or e-money, and it's like Mortal Kombat 11, $60, $30. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I just want the game. Do I need, like, $90 worth of in-game currency? Like, it's right next to the game. Should I pick that up? I skipped it. I'm still enjoying Mortal Kombat 11, but I'm worried. I haven't been faced with an option to buy stuff. So far, I haven't felt like I am obligated to buy something.
Hmm. Yeah.
But when I did start the game, a bunch of levels were locked. But I figure, you know, I'll unlock those by playing story mode.
Yeah.
But I'll let you know.
Yeah, keep us posted. Cause
I give you
I'm
the
curious.
Straight dirt. So if I hit a wall with this game, you know, and it's like, yo, I'm amending my review. Fuck this game. Y'all will be the first to know. But so far, it's fucking awesome.
Well, speaking of amending video game reviews, you know I'm gonna say positive stuff about Yoshi's Crafted World.
I know it.
I mean, there's not much there to like go wrong with me,
right?
Except I will say one thing as an asterisk. What happened with that soundtrack, man?
Yeah.
The soundtrack on that game was so... The Woolly World, cute soundtrack. Crafted World, I'm not going to say it's like, oh, it's unplayable. It's not that bad, but it just sounds like someone was getting beat up with a ukulele. It's just ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, oh, the ding, uke ding. Fell off it's the
like,
shelf.
It's like, oh my God, this poor boy had a stroke.
It sounds like when people in high school are learning guitar.
Yeah.
And they go, and they're going, wait.
Oh, that's the worst.
If anybody out there ever watched our version 2 DVD, I think it was, is we keep having Dr. Pock trying to play a guitar, and then he always goes, wait.
Yeah, wait.
Yeah, and that was an impression of Direct that was people. That was an inside joke with us because everyone we knew in high school that learned guitar, it was, hey guys, check it out, Stairway to Heaven. Wait.
I don't think that's an inside joke. I think that's literally everyone who's been around somebody.
we did it because it was a personal story to us, I guess. That's,
yeah.
You know, but yeah, I'm sure everyone's had the same.
Check it out. You like Nirvana? Ding, 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 ding. Ding, ding, ding. Hold on. Ding, ding. All right, hold on. I'll come back later. Yeah, that's everybody.
Wait.
So write a letter to Mark Bowser or whatever and tell him.
Yeah, Mark Bowser.
Patch that music in.
I say just. Reggie's still got some clout, you know.
No, he's out, dude. He retired.
He's still got clout.
It's Bowser.
He's got
now.
Some numbers still.
He's still Bowser's new. Reggie still has the trust of everybody.
Big shoes to fill.
Nobody trusts Bowser, exactly.
Reggie's shoes were like a size 12, so I mean, real big shoes to fill. So I guess you're
real
right.
Big shoes. Great ska band. Hey, real fast. I want to get in our plugs here because they're really important. We have one of the best sponsors tonight. You're not going to believe it.
Oh.
Shop.mega64.com. They have products unlike you've ever even imagined. And guess what? Tonight, we've got... actually, Friday, we put out a couple new items. We put out our Cyber 64 long sleeve.
Oh, yeah.
Done by... On Twitter, it's like at Kakujo, but I think they go by Joyce. Either way,
get it right.
Great artist, and they did the Cyber 64 long sleeve. And the Mega Reaper shirt is also available right now. Both of them sold out. They actually sold out real quick. So we put them into a pre-order, and we put them into a pre-order that's available right now, shop.mega64.com, and you can get those. But
somebody in the chat just put, shut the fuck up, Derek. I'm sitting here fucking quietly. What the hell?
Tonight, I can tell you, we also have a 64-hour special.
Mm.
Only for the next 64 hours, as an homage to, we lost someone dear to us very recently, and we thought it'd be cool to do a tribute.
Yeah.
To kind of take the proceeds and do something positive with that. So, the Gone Too Soon shirt is available right now. Shop.mega64.com. This is actually a design... somebody wore to our booth at PAX East. Somebody made that shirt. I don't know if they want me to say their name on here or not.
Well, use the right name.
He's been a soldier for a long time.
You can't say. You got to keep it a secret.
I
don't think you know.
But he did it. He wore it to our booth, and I thought that is such a funny design.
It's awesome.
Can we do that as a 64-hour special? He was like, "Yeah, do it." So
he did that.
So we asked him for permission. But Eric is unfortunately not around to ask, so I wish we could have known if he was cool with that. But
we can't
I'm sure he would be.
We don't know how to get a hold of him anymore.
All the proceeds are going to go to a great place. We haven't quite figured that out yet, but
we'll
it will
it
go
out. His favorite charity.
R.I.P. Eric. You're in heaven somewhere looking down on us.
Now he's up in heaven.
Now you're up in heaven.
Now he's up in heaven.
I can't think now that you say. Sang that song.
Yeah, do you remember what that song was about?
Well, Derek, you can't really understand. Maybe you're too little.
Y'all making Sandy Hook jokes up in here. That's fucked up.
No, I'm not. I get mad.
I don't want to talk about it. I legitimately don't want to talk about it. Yeah.
I know
because
I think about like the little girl's parents and the producer.
I don't want to talk about it. I get mad.
What happened to that artist?
Baby Kaylee?
New album dropping soon?
No, I actually think Baby Kaylee is still doing stuff. I may be wrong, but...
She covered Cocaine a Bad Word, right? With Lil Poopy Pants?
No, that... Lil
Poopy. What was his name? Lil Poopy?
Lil Poopy, yes, I think, got... I think Child Protective Services stepped in on him.
Yeah, this was all so long ago. Yeah. Where are they now?
Where's Baby Kaylee? Where's Lil Poopy?
I got to find out what happened to these. I'm going to look it up.
Any kid that raps, I don't understand. Maybe I'm too little. Like, they didn't write that.
Well, obviously.
I'm going to say they didn't write that.
Did Will.i.am produce that song?
Will.i.am did produce
that. I fucking hate that guy.
More reason.
I hate that guy. Oh, Will.i.am. oh, I hate you, Will. I am
cashing in on that,
and I do not like
you're worse than Alex Jones, Will.
Green eggs and ham.
Hey, I found a website called Famous Births and Deaths. I got the stats on Lil Poopy.
Wait, he died?
No, he birthed.
Would you like to know the stats where Lil Poopy is now?
Yeah, please. Okay.
I think some of this stuff is going to make Sean mad specifically.
He made it.
Name: Lil Poopy. Age: 16 years old.
Wow, grew up fast.
Height: 5'3".
Okay.
Occupation:
Yeah, I could take him.
Rapper.
Okay, good for him.
Net worth:
$100,000.
God damn.
Well,
status: alive.
Good for him.
Single or married?
That, and then it gives a bio here. I don't know if you want to hear it, but
He most known for? The Cocaine a Bad Word song?
Career: Poopy became famous at age 9 following the release of his raunchy videos about money, drugs, and women. In 2012, he starred in a remix of French Montana's Coke Boys Pop That. The video was directed by Brian Slay, has been viewed 1.7 million times, although never signed to Cocaine City Records. Poopy worked on several other projects with Coke Boys. At least one of the videos, Lil Poopy Getting It In, was deleted from YouTube.
What?
He's a 6-year-old.
Oh, he was 9.
He's getting it in.
Lil Poopy Getting It In was deleted from YouTube.
That's what I always say.
Due to inappropriate content. Poopy's debut mixtape, Coke Ain't a Bad Word, was released in 2012.
I mean, this was a kid putting this out. He was a kid at the time.
He was 9 years old.
Parents
helped. 23
track tape included songs like I'm a Coke Boy, Bout That Life, and I Don't Give a What. It was hosted by Evil Empire and Big Mike. In 2016, Poopy became a contestant on the season of Lifetime reality series The Rap Game.
What? He was on that?
The show was hosted by Jermaine Dupri and featured 5 aspiring child rappers. It ran for 9 episodes. Dude. The title ultimately went to rapper Miss Mulatto. Poopy reportedly signed his first record deal, a 4-year contract with Sony in 2016. The label is headed by blah, 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 blah.
We're wow, Sony. He signed
so
a
is
Sony.
Is their album out or what? It was the Lil Poopy
He put out an official track last year.
I'll play that shit at game days, dog.
I'm not going to play it, but I want to see how many views
does
it
bump?
Has.
Yeah.
Lil Poopy.
Does it slap?
What
I
a
mean?
Name.
What do the kids say now? Bump or slap?
What a name to have.
Does it slap?
So this came out last April of last year. So exactly really? 1 year ago. It has 633,000 views.
What?
Know good. That name. Know the name is the name of the song of the artist Lil Poopy.
What? Wow. I thought they were out of the picture.
Well, I didn't think I was getting a Lil Poopy update when I came into the studio today.
Surprise.
Lil Poopy.
Sean, on Tuesday, edit. It's just like Joker update, but make it Lil Poopy update. Like, just the full thing, but instead of Joker, it's
a full produced bit.
And don't, like, cheap out on it. Just, like, fully produced.
I've never cheaped out on anything in my whole life.
Do, like, next week, Falcon Heaney update and, like, a little teaser. Just a little teaser for that. Okay. That'd be cool.
I hope he's out of that balloon.
Well,
I'm starting to get nervous.
Wait till next week.
Wait till next week?
Yeah, we can update everyone on the Falcon Heaney situation.
No. Sorry. Hey, I want to circle back to Dumbo real fast.
Oh, fuck.
I learned something about Dumbo this week.
Not a good movie.
This is a Dumbo update. Do a Dumbo update thing,
Who
too.
Who saw like Dumbo?
I'm not doing any of these updates.
What oversized man-child saw Dumbo?
So when we all went to see Endgame, Kevin went to see Dumbo.
Oh, Kevin, it was you.
I'm sorry, Kevin.
Sorry.
Hey.
Thought that was a Rocco jab.
I went to... he wouldn't have done it if it was anybody else jab.
Not my dear Kevin.
I went to my family's house a few days ago, and they made a joke on Jimmy Fallon. They said all these numerous theaters are opening for 72 hours to have all-night screenings of Endgame and Dumbo for this one weird guy. And it showed like one older guy just in the audience. And I was watching that, and I'm like, Kevin literally did that.
Oh, no.
Was the theater empty?
There were a couple... Kids, like just parents
families.
With their kids, yeah.
Okay. So I guarantee you what happened was like, it was a family with older kids and younger kids, and the mom was like, I guess I'll take the kids and see fucking Dumbo. You go see Endgame with the big kids.
I'm not into these live action remakes of the Disney cartoons.
Oh, no.
Because I feel like there's so much CGI, they're still basically cartoons.
Yeah.
But weirdly, as you know, I just said this, I'm going to contradict myself, I'm debating whether or not to go see Aladdin.
What is it about, I'm super against this remake shit, and for some reason in my head I keep thinking, oh, gotta see Aladdin. Wait, why did I say gotta see Aladdin?
Because you loved it as a kid.
Yeah. But I loved Lion King, and I don't fucking want to see the new one.
No, there's a scene in Aladdin where it looks like they're doing like a big parade, and it, you know, it looks like it looks like there's a big spectacle in it, and I'm like, for whatever reason, there's something inside of me is like, Aladdin looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I keep instinctually thinking I should see it, and I think it might be. Well, yeah, one, I did like Aladdin, but here's the thing. Lion King was my favorite. I think that looks like shit. I think there is no soul to that.
That specifically
thing is
the argument of this is still a cartoon.
Yeah, I have a counterpoint. I can't stand that. But you know what? With Aladdin, I like the cast a lot. I've always liked Will Smith. I really like him.
He's charming.
I like Will Smith. I think they cast everybody really good. Yeah. Even Jasmine was a Power Ranger, and she's great. And everybody, you know, it's Guy Ritchie directing it, and I'm kind of like, maybe.
Which is weird.
Yeah, it is weird. Yeah, he's directing it.
It's so funny because, you know, they're all about, we're going diverse with this film. You know, we got a diverse cast. And then you got British director Guy Ritchie helming everything. We'll see how that turns out. Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. He did Snatch.
Good. So yes, Aladdin Snatch was good.
Might be as good as Snatch.
Maybe. I've talked to you about this a couple times, Rocco, but I don't know why. The Lion King trailer is now the first interest I've had in these Disney remakes.
The Lion King is.
Yeah, because there are no humans in this movie.
Right.
I
don't know why that affects it, though.
Because, like, okay, you have all these, just think in genres, like, you have all these animated Disney classics. They're 100% animated.
Right.
Then you started this live action reboot thing, and it was like live action humans, actors as these characters, with then CG animals added in where they couldn't do like a talking bear in Jungle Book or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now we've come like full circle where I haven't given a shit at all, but there's no humans in The Lion King. It's all CG animals. Mm-hmm. And I think the CG looks, and essentially it is still an animated. Now we've gone all the way back from it being live action to it's just all animated. Mm-hmm. And that gives me the interest like,
humans. They already animated it.
Yeah, but this is just a remake. I would go see it with the interest of it being a remake of the hand-drawn animation, too. Now there's a computer-drawn animation. You know what I'm saying?
I think there's something charming about the old animation. But
definitely.
But the computer graphics trying to look real, but clearly it's not. It's
you don't think
and
we're
also
yet?
I'm in my 30s, so maybe I'm just, you know, when I was a kid, I would like kind of watch anything, but now I just feel like I don't want to waste my time.
Well, for me, it's that they were showing shots side by side of like the animated one where they're walking along the log or whatever, and then they showed it side by side with the new one, and the animated one has such style to it, and they're like moving and whatever, and then the live action one, it's just real animals walking.
No, that's
across
what I mean. Like when it's animated, cartoon one, there's like a style and there's like a craft to,
and
just,
that's half of it to
me. The art of doing a cartoon. Yeah. And I feel like when you're just trying to make it look real, you kind of lose that.
Yeah.
And what was funny to me, too, is I saw when they dropped the trailer for Aladdin, I saw this review. I don't remember what website, but they were like, oh, the Aladdin movie's going to be perfect. They got this right from the cartoon. They got this right from the cartoon. They even played this song from the cartoon. And I'm thinking, you know, the cartoon's available right now.
Yeah.
If that's your barometer for how good this movie is, I got a movie you're going to like. It's called Aladdin.
So I agree. Yeah, it's weird. I'm real like against all that, but yeah, the Aladdin thing keeps popping up, and I keep in my head going, but I'll see that one. And it's like, why are you saying that? Like,
just
what?
A love of the story.
Maybe I like who's in it.
I saw
the
Jungle Book too. That had one human character, and the rest were animals. And then I thought I
hated that.
I hated it too. I thought it was garbage.
But back to Dumbo. This may change some minds. Some info that I bet you didn't have.
Okay.
Kevin saw. So we all went to see. You know, I went to see Endgame. Kevin
Thanos fucks dumb.
Kevin went. Kevin went with us and was like, he was like, should I go? I haven't seen these Marvel movies. Should I go? You know what? I just want to soak up the hype.
Hell yeah! Get the atmosphere in.
I'm gonna see something else. It was like, okay. And so he went to the theater with us, and then went Dumbo, and then got a funny tweet out of it. Haha. Okay, but here's the crazy thing. Did anyone out there know that this Dumbo remake, I'm going to say this, and maybe this will get people out there to watch it. The first like half hour of that movie is the whole story of Dumbo. Like that movie, I remember watching it and talking about it on here, that there's not much in that movie. He flies and it's like, wait, that's the end of the movie? I thought this was like going to be the middle. You know right. what I mean? Like, well, with this movie, that they cover all that and it goes on and on and on. So this is like Dumbo 0.5
2 and 3
kind of thing. So, yeah, right, Kevin?
That's, yeah.
I didn't see it for myself. I'm speaking for him.
No, I really enjoyed it. I was not expecting that the end of the original Dumbo ending 30 minutes into the movie.
Yeah.
So, and the rest was brand new. And that's that's what...
Was it good? Was
it is
good
kind of a sequel.
It's like... It's basically like a fucked up Walt Disney. Like...
Yeah. That's what I heard. Yeah, it's There's like a twisted take on Walt Disney in it and stuff.
Wow.
Yep.
Did anyone know this?
No.
Well, is Danny DeVito interested.
The Walt character?
If they would have called it Dumbo 0.5... I would have seen it, or Dumbo Returns, because it's got it's got Michael Keaton and Danny DeVito
Dumbo
in it.
Dumbo Redux?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if it was Dumbo Returns, it's got all the Batman Returns people in it, so it would have worked. Tim Burton, too. So, anyway.
Wow. All right, well.
Yeah, yowza.
I don't like Dumbo, the original. It bums me out, so I'm not going to see this one, but wow. You know. Good for you if you want
only
to.
Posy
see
vibes.
There it was again. There it was again.
I mean, I'm excited if you want to see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we come back around.
Condescending,
to that.
But whatever. Dumbo should, you know, tell me if this happens. This is the only way I'll see it. Dumbo goes to Africa and fights all the elephant poachers out there using his flying abilities to take them on.
Spears.
Does that happen?
With tusks?
Not necessarily, but maybe a sequel to this movie will.
Okay.
Oh,
all
okay.
right. Well, the Dumbo. The true Dumbo returns.
Well, I think Obama Kevin. I don't know if it's a sequel in the cards. So, sorry.
Shit. Yeah, it didn't do great.
That's called Dumbo First Blood.
Oh, the movie that came out against Avengers Endgame? Well, it came out a while ago.
Yeah. It was out ahead, but I think that thing was fucking ugly. I'll just say that.
The
I thought,
elephant?
I saw that elephant all over the place, and it was like, what, kill this thing. It looked like it looked like the elephant from Donkey Kong Country 3 came out of the game and wanted to fuck. You know, it was like, nah, I'm good.
All right. Okay, well... Thank you for watching.
Not into elephants.
What? Oh, we don't have to end it, I guess. But
we don't have to?
It's an option for us.
We got like another
Hey, I've been listening to our podcast, and I know everyone
oh,
loves.
Here we go. Here
can
we
I guess
go.
The title? Can all we right. all guess the title?
Let's all take a turn. Yeah.
I have several. So.
Let's take okay. a turn.
Let me, all right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Guess the title. Okay, you've already watched Crime Town.
Crime Town was
Fuck
good.
Fuck Town.
I didn't see that.
Come Town. Shit
didn't
Town.
See that.
I saw Cum Corpse.
yeah. That's your favorite.
Oh my god. I'm gonna you're probably watching the Bullet in the Gut cast.
No. Okay, I was thinking, yeah, Knife in the Back.
No.
I'm gonna
it's not
say
called Knife in the Back.
No, Cum and Blood Cocktail.
No.
Nothing?
No.
No.
Okay, well.
Christ Slaughterers.
Okay, no.
I have to
I
kill to
get
hard. I
did listen to a podcast called The Root of Evil, and it is
so close.
About the Black Dahlia murder, and it is fucking dark.
Oh, you
and
told me.
I told Garrett, like, I think I'm going to stop listening to it because it is so fucked up. I didn't know much about that murder, and it's fucking terrifying. And then it gets way worse, and it's fucking – but I finished it because I had to know what happened. But because
you're a
Christ.
Sucker, dude.
Whoa. I mean, I don't even recommend that one because it's so fucking dark. But
you got bloodlust.
Yeah, the other ones are fun.
Yeah.
You
got to
finish
this it. This next one, I was in PAX East and I saw it recommended to me. And I talked to Meg and I was like, well, I want to listen to this, but they're going to make fun of me for this title.
Brain and Skull.
It's not even that. It's just the weirdest fucking name.
Ooh, what is it?
It is The Ballad of Billy Balls.
What?
This sounds like a fucked up
so
NES bootleg.
I recommend...
The Ballad of Billy
murdered
Balls.
Murdered in his house. But I do want to say, check out The Ballad of Billy Balls.
Is it a song?
It's a good one.
Did you say there was a podcast called Murdered in This House?
No, he said he was murdered in the house.
Oh.
He said, how does he die? I just told him.
Because if so there was a podcast called Murdered in This House,
no,
I feel like you would watch.
I would listen to it.
Ballad of Billy Balls, if you put a gun to my head to listen to that, I'd say pull it.
Sounds like a fucking...
Ballad of Billy Balls, yeah.
I mean, like moments ago we made fun of Beyonce suck on my balls, and this is no better.
Also,
sounds like an L City
there's
song.
A podcast called Uncover. It's by the CBC, and they've done 3 seasons. The first one is about that NXIVM cult that was in the news recently.
Oh, the sex cult.
The sex cult. And then After yeah, that, the second season about a person who put a bomb on a plane, and then the third one.
Do you listen
one,
to any fun stuff? It,
I
listened to NPR's Life Hacker episode about investing. That was a good podcast.
You like that?
Wow. I listened to.
Nobody got brained or
bald.
No one castrated balls. In their home.
No one balloted some balls. What does that mean when you
it
smash
tell
them
you
with
how
a
to,
hammer?
Like, do a budget efficiently.
I'm just curious. I'm not dissing.
Does somebody this die is, in every podcast you listen to?
No.
Really?
That's not true. No one, not everyone.
You balance it
a
out,
lot
though.
Of times. A lot
you
of
listen
times.
To some comedy sometimes.
Yeah, I listen to history podcasts and comedy podcasts, but
well,
these are the
all
ones.
The people in the history ones are dead, probably.
That's true, and a lot of them do get killed, yikes. I guess.
What's your favorite history podcast?
The Thread is my favorite history podcast.
That was recommended on Spoopy.
Was it?
What?
Spooky? Spooked.
Spooked. Oh, that was a good. Oh. You recommended that one.
Spooked
to me.
Recommended.
Which is good.
Right, yeah.
I like that. But halfway through, I could tell like, this is a fake story. Like, I feel like I got a good ear for when it was a fake story or just like a good, kind of spectral.
I listened to a
telling.
Podcast History of the World for a little while, and it was a podcast that tried to recap all of world history, starting with the beginning of civilization.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's kind of a daunting task.
It was, and it's funny because in the first episode, he said, like, we're going to have to take large leaps. We're going to try to hit all the main points. We're not going to do just Western civilization. We'll try to have a nice spread. He's like, but I would hate to, you know, do this for a year, and we're only getting to Roman history, you know? That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, that is.
30 episodes later, they just got through Roman history.
I've also listened to
the Bronze
Dan
Age.
Carlin's Hardcore History.
I like that one.
It is like... He goes up with an episode like once every, year? Yeah. But it's like 10 hours long and he just like
they
just
tell you
talks.
About that nuke one?
I haven't heard
about
that
the nuclear weapons?
Never heard that.
That
one
was
yet.
Like a two-parter that was awesome.
So that is good too, but man, that is like you have to get like ready for it because it's like a lot of information. He just goes. So
yeah.
Anyways, there's some podcasts for you if you're interested in something like that. Thank you for watching, everyone. I hope
what?
You always say that, and I know that's what you do, but...
You took up the whole last part with Murder Town.
I let you guys talk about your dumb shit, and I was just... I let you read the Beyonce
thing. Everything we talked about was for the masses. I want to talk about my one niche thing. Oh, I talked about Dumbo. Fuck.
All right.
This podcast... All right, I'm going to say this, and this is going to be controversial.
Uh-oh.
This podcast should officially be 90 minutes long.
There it is.
Zoom in on,
sure. All right. Yeah,
I feel like Sean's mad every single week
mad.
When we go over an hour.
I'm
and at
mad.
This point, you should know we have more than an hour's worth of shit to talk about.
Every week we do.
Then we'll just go an hour and 45
that's
every day.
Right, Kevin.
Then
that's
maybe we
exactly
should make
right.
it 2 hours.
Then we go
two and a half
every day.
Then let the war begin.
It would never stop. And then we'd be a live stream constantly going.
Oh, what a pity.
Yeah.
Oh, more content for our lovely viewers.
It'd be
what
like
a pity.
Okay,
what
I
a
just
pity.
Feel like
you
every
gotta...
week we have so much quality content and it gets cut right? short. And I don't even know why.
Next week. After
consistently, yeah. We have more stuff
guys,
to say.
Kevin, I'm so glad we gave you a mic. I'm so glad we gave him a mic. He's making some good sense.
He's
So I'm going to keep on forging on in this podcast.
Okay, you forge on.
Yeah, Endgame was 3 hours. Yeah. Is that a spoiler? Shit.
Good night. No.
I still
me and Garrett watched a new Netflix TV show called Black Summer.
Yeah, and it's an awesome show. Did you get further into it?
I watched the first two episodes. You watched all the episodes?
Yeah, I finished it over like 3 days.
Black Summer is... Sean, put a real drum roll here.
The podcast ended, so I don't have no power anymore.
It can't be over. It can't. Because I have more to say.
We
all have more to say.
I have such bad news.
I have to
go ahead. Derek, how was the show?
Well, I don't know if I should say it because...
Yeah. Did we get a drum roll there? Or?
Are we still on the podcast or not?
Yeah, we're on the podcast. This is live.
He makes it longer by
go ahead.
Interrupting.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Again.
Black Summer is about zombies.
It is.
It's a zombie TV show.
Hey, and you might not like fast-moving zombies, but you got to get over it. I did. I kind of checked my ego at the door, and I went in going, all right, they move fast.
You know what?
I'm a Romero head, but I'll switch it up for this.
I don't like the fast-moving zombies. I just, every time I see them, I just don't like it. I just wish they were slow.
I get that there are two camps. There's Romero shamblers, and then there's like... what was the first one that did it? It wasn't even
28 days later.
28 days later. That's what it was. I was thinking well, of the scene
Return
where
of
the
Living Dead. Return of the Living Dead has running zombies. They're fast moving.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
My so the show is enjoyable. I really like the way it's filmed. Just kind of like out in the suburbs. It's very like calming to me. The zombies barely even show up in it. What's cool about it is
the characters are real and the continuity is so
what's
cool
about it is it does this, as you put, Quentin Tarantino-esque crisscrossing timelines.
Like non-linear type stuff.
I think where I said it was like Pulp Fiction of zombie movies.
Yeah, you'll follow one group of people, and there'll be these things that happen. Like, there's a burning car here. Oh, there's a guy in an army suit. Is he really? He doesn't seem like a trained soldier. Blah, blah. And then you'll follow these completely other people, and they're driving a car, and their car catches on fire, and you see this guy. He, like, Russell's an army dude. He gets the suit, and it's like, oh, these are the people from the original story. So I'm two episodes in. You know, I never got into The Walking Dead. I kind of hit my zombie fatigue, but when that show popped around.
Yeah.
And this one, too, I'm on the fence as to whether I actually like it or not. I'm only two episodes into it. The fast-moving zombie things, when I watch this stuff, my mind starts analyzing all this stuff. And I start, like when a person dies and they get back up immediately and they're already a zombie, I'm thinking like, well, that happened fucking fast. Like,
yeah.
What is this? Is this like a disease?
It's
this
very 28 days later.
Is this some sort of like radioactive thing? These people don't even need to be bit to turn into a zombie. So they just die and they're zombified now. And I don't know if that ever gets explained or if they go into it.
I mean, you looking for answers here?
I guess not.
Two episodes in.
But what's your take on it?
I mean, I really am so oversaturated with zombie shit because for a while there, I was like, oh yeah, Garrett's the zombie guy. So like everything, I think I own like every DVD of a zombie movie ever made, including some of the most terrible pieces of shit. And I was severely burnt out. But this, and I, you know what? I saw this on Netflix for like a week before I ever went like, oh, let me give it a shot. And it was upon someone's recommendation that I actually watched it. But I was really impressed. It kept like a really high energy, like suspenseful tone to it,
yeah.
Which I think that's where the fast moving and the like real immediate threat of like zombies turn like that. And they're super fucking quick and full of like anger and will just come after you. It's not, there was never like a dull moment in the show.
And it is very fast paced.
All right, Rocco, what do you have to say now?
Yeah.
What?
He cut me off.
Yeah, I did. Go
this
ahead.
This is fucking lame. Let's just fucking end it. Fuck this.
No, I can't.
I mean, I have more shit to talk about, but fuck it. You know? Let's just end the fucking show.
It could all be in the after show.
We have an after
show. Or we'll just go home. We'll just do this next week.
I could get it in.
I'll see you in fucking 7 days, everybody. I'll finish talking about whatever the fuck I wanted to talk about.
Love this.
Now I'm fucking mad.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rocco.
I'm good. Take care, everyone. Yeah. Good night.
No, go ahead. It's cool.
Okay. I mean, could not have been segued into worse, but... I'm gonna just say
it's cold.
We had a live show that we never talked about on here, and I just wanted to bring that up because our chemistry is so good. We wanted to do a live show in Los Angeles, and we announced it this week. Mega 64 Last Laugh is coming to Los Angeles June 27th. The first night already sold out.
The Moroccan, right?
Yeah. That already sold out, so we put a show on sale for the Sunday, June 30th in Los Angeles. And so, yeah, that tickets are on sale now.
Are you done yet?
No.
Yeah. Did you say the name of the venue? Because then we could end it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just go to mega64.com/tour, and all the info is there. That's all.
Good night.